All right, Islamic studies.
Wait, no.
I started recording, so we are going to, you know, everything we talk about is going to be on air. I can't allow this setup. I want you to spread out, you know, because this setup is so tempting to talking and chatting. Okay, so I want you here by yourself. And can I ask you to come here? So she also has to move. So can you come here? All right.
Can I have your photo? No. Wait, how is this?
What?
Here.
All right. Okay, let's start, please. We talked last time about do we actually have a free will or not? Okay. Today, we will try to answer basic questions of life. Like, you might say, okay, we have a limited free will. Like, what did we conclude last time? Do we have a free will? Here. Do we actually have a free will?
No.
We have a limited free will. We have free will in certain things. But we have a complete control over what goes into our hearts. The thoughts in our brains, the intentions in our hearts, we have full control over them. You got it?
Yes.
Okay. So now, now let's continue and understand why do we have a free will. So, why do we have the limited free will? Why do we have the limited free will? Question. Why do we have this limited free will? What's the answer?
So the world will be corrupt with like more needs or like everybody, like because then everybody would want to be ruler or like you'd want to have power.
Oh, that is an answer to a different question.
Oh, okay.
That is an answer to the question that says that why Allah is not giving the powers to everyone who wants to do evil. To make him able to do the evil he wants. Like, if we have, we state the example, if we have like 10,000 pharaohs, Allah chose only one to give him the powers, because if all 10,000 became pharaohs, they will take no time to ruin the earth. But here we have a different question. Why do we actually have the free will? Why aren't we like the sun, controlled by the laws of nature? Do the sun, which is controlled by the laws of nature, does it have free will?
No.
No. Because in the laws of nature, we have no control. In the laws of Islam, we do have control. So why it is limited free will? Because we have two kinds of laws. Laws of nature and laws of Islam. Laws of nature and laws of Islam. Okay. So, laws of nature, we have no choice. We have no choice to, we have no choice to follow or not to follow. Right? Is that right?
Yes.
Do you have a choice to follow the laws of nature and to not or to disobey the laws of nature or to break the laws of nature? We can't break the laws of nature. Can you fly?
No.
With yourselves? No. We can't break the laws of nature. We can't break the laws of nature. So, how about the laws of Islam? How about the laws of Islam?
We have a choice.
We have a choice. We have two choices. Obey or disobey? Or disobey. All right. See how we have limited free will? Because we have a choice only in the laws of nature. I'm sorry, in the laws of Islam, but we don't have a choice in the laws of nature. Now, why do we have choice to start with? Why aren't we just controlled by the laws of nature and we're done with? Like, wouldn't the earth be... Why aren't we like angels? Angels are not... They don't have temptations. Angels don't have temptations. Do angels have temptations of the temptation of greed? Do they have the temptation of selfishness?
No.
They are angels. They don't have these temptations. And they will never do... Is it possible for them to be tempted to do something evil?
No.
No, why not? Because there's no temptation in them. They are not tempted. They just worship Allah the way we breathe. Look how we breathe, how easy we breathe. Right? It's naturally... Like we breathe naturally, and they worship Allah in the same way we breathe. They don't have a choice to... this way, they are not given a choice, because they will never think about anything else, or they are not going to do anything else other than what Allah wants, because they are not tempted to do anything else other than what Allah wants. You see what I'm saying? Why aren't we the same? Why are we given the free will, the free choice? There are, by the way, many answers, but I just want you to brainstorm or think about one possible answer. Yes? Go ahead. Okay. Anybody? Huh?
We can choose whether we want to or don't.
Yes, we get to choose our destination. Where do I want to end up with? End up in. I want to end up in Jannah, or I want to end up in what? In hellfire. That's a very good answer. What else? What was the first? What was her answer?
Her?
Yeah.
Whether you want to go to Jannah.
Perfect. So what was her answer? That's right. Whether you want to end up in Jannah or end up in hellfire. You agree?
Mm-hmm.
So what would be another answer?
So that when, if we go to question Allah, why was I sent to Jahannam, then he says that it was you who chose it.
Perfect. MashaAllah, takbir. That's another right answer. That, you know, when Allah gives you your what you deserve at the end, you don't tell Him, how come I'm getting this? Okay? Nobody will, everybody at the end would be fully convinced that this is what I deserve. I deserve this. I brought this to myself. I'm the one who did this to myself. Right? So, that would be the second answer. It's a good second answer. So what was that second answer?
Like if we ask Allah why you were sent to hellfire or Jahannam,
Like he tells you that because you chose this path or you chose this way.
You brought this to yourself. Huh? Right? So Allah will answer what? When you ask him, Ya Allah, why did you give me why did you put me in hell? His answer would be, you brought this to yourself. Okay? So you can see your life in a book, basically. Your entire life in a book, and then this book is presented to you. You see yourself lying, and you're so ashamed and worried. You see yourself doing an evil thing, and you're so ashamed and worried. And so forth, you know? You see yourself doing wrong things, and then you regret. But if you regret now, it's you can fix it. If you regret later, there's no fix, right? There's no fix. That's it. So what would be a third reason for us having free will? Okay, I will relate this reason to give you a hint. I will relate this reason to the name of Allah, the truth. To the name of Allah, the what? The truth. Allah is the truth. And the truth is Allah. You got it? There is no more truth in this universe than Allah. He is the truth, and He is the absolute truth, and He is the perfect truth. Right? So, okay. How do you relate this name to the fact that we have a free choice? Huh? Go ahead.
The truth of our heart will be revealed. If we have an evil heart and intentions, then we will go to the evil path.
Perfect. MashaAllah. The truth about us will be demonstrated. The truth about us will be what?
Demonstrated.
So the selfish one will demonstrate his or her
selfishness.
The dumb one, or not the dumb one, the lazy one will demonstrate his or her
laziness.
The mean one will demonstrate his or her
meanness.
The kind one will demonstrate her kindness. So you will basically be showing who you are. You will be actually showing who you are. So the truth about you is revealed, right? Just like she said. All right, so now I'm going to write them on the board, but I need somebody to tell me what is number one. Huh?
Number one is we get to choose whether or not we want to go to hellfire or heaven.
That's right. We choose where do we want to end up. Want to end up at, we choose where do we want to end up at. Number two.
It's not a question mark.
Oh, it's just like where do we want to end up at? Yeah, that's right. Number two was what? Huh? Recall? You don't say it because you're the one who answered it, huh?
If we choose the path, so basically, if Allah, if you ask Allah, why am I in this place, so either Jannah or Jahannam, He says that you chose this path, so
yes. You choose, you basically, Allah. When Allah asks you, when you ask Allah, why do I deserve this? Allah says, you brought it to yourself. So when you ask Allah, when you ask Allah, or when you question Allah, why am I getting this? He answers, you brought it to yourself. He answers, you brought it to yourself. Okay. Number three. What was number three? Huh? Go ahead.
The thing is like, so the truth will be revealed no matter what. So it's like, if you're mean, your meanness will show.
Right. You will show who you are. You will show who you are. Or the truth about you would show. You will show who you are. You would show who you are. So you will show who you are as you go into a test. And then in that test, you will show, I am good, I am bad, I am this, I am that, I am kind, I am nice, or I am selfish, I am mean. You got it? You show who you are. Right? So, it is, we can all say, go ahead. Yeah. So, basically, you can say, it is a test. Which means, it is a test. It means that it is a test. It is a test. Okay. You would show who you are. It means that it is a test. Okay. Now, do we want to be tested?
Yes.
Okay, now prove to me that we want to be tested. Like somebody says, I mean, who told you that I want to be tested? Who told you that? No, I mean, many people say, I don't want to be tested. I didn't choose to be tested. And I want to prove him lying. Right? Or I want to prove that this is not true. How would you do that? Think with me. Think with me, really, yeah. I'm saying,
who told you I want to be tested? I don't want to be tested.
I tell him, liar, you want to be tested. And you love to be tested. And you actually love to have harder tests. And more difficult tests than you're having right now. You're seeking a more difficult test.
Says, what are you talking about?
The answer is simple. Freedom is a test, right? Because freedom has what? Freedom comes with? Responsibility, yeah, responsibility. So let's talk about having a driving license, for example. Having a driving license means you have the license to drive. You have the permission to drive your car. Okay? You can drive your car. You have the permission to do so. You have the permission to drive a car. And the question is, if you have a permission to drive a car, oh, you guys are so late. Or you're coming from a different class.
The TA meeting.
Oh, okay. Okay. So let's back into the, we're trying to prove that we want to be tested. This life is about testing us to show the good from the bad, right? It's like you make claims. You claim that I'm a good person, right? Allah would show if you're really good or not by running you through what?
Tests
in this life to show who you are, who exactly you are. You are either you are either good or bad. You see here what I'm saying? So you would show who you are, you would show the truth about yourself. Somebody will argue and say, I never ever wanted to be tested. I never ever wanted to be tested. You see the catch here? Nobody asked me that I want to be, whether I want to be tested or not. It's not fair. And the answer is, you are not saying, what you said is false. What you said is what? False. Because you love to be tested, and you want to have harder tests. Right? How come? Because who loves freedom?
Everyone.
Freedom is a test. Right?
Right.
Do you hate freedom?
No.
With freedom means a test, right?
Yes.
You're free to do right or
wrong.
You love freedom. Would you like to be a slave?
No.
No. Slave means less freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So you hate to have a lower test. You say, no, I don't want less freedom, saying that I don't want less test. But you say, I want more freedom. You want what?
More
freedom. Which means you want what?
More tests.
More difficult tests. Does it take a genius to figure out that if you have more freedom? Go ahead.
Wait, can I go back to the prayer hall? I forgot to
tell you
something in this one.
Go ahead. Does it take a genius to figure out that when you have more freedom, okay, then you can make a lot more choices and you're more likely to make mistakes, right? But if you are a slave, I tell you, go right, yes sir, go left, yes sir, then where is the freedom? You're doing what you're told to do. So you don't have a choice, so you have less freedom, so you're not being tested. Somebody else is telling you what to do. You're not being tested. Got it? If somebody runs you with the remote control, or like a puppet, like this, do puppets have freedom?
No.
Would you like to be a puppet?
No.
No. Right? Like Pinocchio? Right? Pinocchio was a puppet, I think?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. So, basically, he wanted to be a human. The story that says he wanted to be a human, and then the fairy, the blue fairy or something,
yeah.
She told him, you can't be human until you show me that when I give you freedom, you're going to fight your temptations. It was one of the most educative stories I have ever watched in cartoons, is the story of the Pinocchio. It's really, really, really deep. He's a puppet, so he has no
choice
or freedom.
Then he's mad about it. He says, I want to be a human and have my own freedom. All right? So he's asking to be tested. He's asking to be tested. He says, no. I want to have freedom means I want to go and get tested. So the blue fairy says, I am going to run you through a test. If you pass this test, you would become a real human. If you don't, you stay as a puppet. And then, you know, she gave him the freedom to choose. And then he, you know, he went into the fun island and he was about to turn into a donkey. And you know the story, right? Very talented story. Very talented idea. Honestly. Very deep and lovely. So, now, what other arguments can you use to prove that we love to be tested? And we also love to have a more difficult test. Let me give her a chance.
Test those who you love.
Yes, but the argument here is somebody who says, I never wanted to be tested. Nobody asked me. I don't want it to be tested. Why are you guys saying I'm being tested by God? I never chose to be tested. I don't want to be tested. We are saying this statement is false. You're a liar. Why? Because you love freedom, and freedom is a test. And you want more freedom means you want more tests. And then the second answer is, and the second argument is, money is a test, right? Being rich is a test. Having money is a test. Why? Because let's get out of money here. Let's talk about power. With power comes what?
Responsibility.
So does it take a genius to figure out that Obama has more power than me, for example? No, it's obvious, right? But one wrong decision by Obama will ruin a country, will ruin an entire nation. But one wrong decision by me will just ruin much less number of people. So that's why they say with power comes responsibility. Okay, so that is a test. Power is a test, right? You agree with me? Now, do you want to have more power or less power?
More power.
You want more power or less power?
More power.
You want more power, okay? If you would want less power if you feel comfortable with an easier test. But people who don't feel comfortable with an easier test, people who want a harder test, okay, people who want a harder test and they are not comfortable with an easier test, like they want a harder test, they would seek more power. Everybody wants to have more power. Everybody wants to have more freedom. How about money? Isn't money a test? Yeah, it is basically testing you. How would you spend your money? What choices do you make for your money? So, do you like to have more money or less money? You have more money, which means a harder test. You got it? So, anybody who comes to me and says, I never, ever wanted to be tested. You guys, you Muslims, say that God created us to be tested? I never chose to be tested. And I don't want to be tested. The answer is simple no. You love to be tested. Let me give you something even stronger argument than this. Who is being tested? The one who is dead or the one who is alive? Okay, which one do you want? To be alive or dead? So, you want to be tested, right?
Yes.
If you don't want to be tested, then go die. You know what I'm saying? Then you should select to die. But no, that's not true. Everybody, normal person who doesn't have depression or mental illness, will choose to be alive over to be dead. Will choose to be alive over being dead. Got it? Mm-hmm. So we want to be tested. All right. So let's put this on the board and move on to the second point. Okay. All right, so now let's go to the second question is, yes, now we know that we love to be tested, so let's put it on the board. Prove to me that I want to be tested. And the answer is? Proofs are number one. Dead people are not tested. Okay. You have to be alive in order to be tested. Do you want to be dead or alive? Do you want to be dead or alive? And the answer is alive. You want to be alive. Then you want to be tested. You want to be alive, then you want to be tested. All right. Number two. So you want to be alive, then you want to be tested. So then what is number two? So dead people are not tested.
No freedom.
Okay. Free people have more tests. The test of free people is more, or the free people are more tested than slaves. Free people are more tested than slaves. Don't we love freedom? To be free? Don't we love to be free? And the answer is yes. The answer is yes. Which means I want to be tested. Don't we love more freedom? Huh? Don't we love more freedom? The answer is yes, which means that we want harder tests. We harder test. Don't we love more freedom? Yes, which means that we want a harder test. The third point is power. Power is a test. Is a test. Don't we want to have more power? The answer is yes, which means which means I want a harder test. Okay. So the homework is the same, like we talked about. In less than 200 words. I'm sorry. In 200 words or more. In 200 words or what?
More.
Summarize what we talked about in your own. So you don't just copy what we wrote on the board. You know. Listen to the talk and summarize what we talked about. All right. Now. Let me see here if you have any questions before we move on to the final conclusion. Yes. Do I have the homework from everybody?
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Now, your homework has to be emailed.
Yeah.
You need to email it.
Last night.
Just try again. I'll email you back your grade. I will reply to the email that when I go. Here, it is i@zany.net. Okay, so final conclusion is Allah created us to be tested, and we love to be tested, and we're seeking a harder test. What is the proof? We have want to be alive, which means that we want to be tested. We want more power. We want more testing. We love freedom. We want freedom to choose, to make our own choices, right? And we want more freedom, which is more ability to make our own choices. Also, give me examples. In your summary, give me examples. Like, maybe you can
you can tell a story, not a summary, like a essay, sort of. Let's make it essay. Let's call it essay. In at least 200 words.